Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today, you'll hear a pre-recorded interview with Kenneth Berg. I know you're going to love the music, and you're going to love the interview. So stay with me, and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open on Wednesdays from 3 to 5, Thursdays from 2 to 5, and Saturdays after services up till 1 o'clock p.m. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester, New York area, be sure to visit Shema Yisrael and the Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. That was the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel. And next up, we've got Ted Pierce with Hallelu et Adonai.
Praise Him with the cymbals, praise Him with the dance, praise Him with the shofar, praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbrel, praise Him with the harp, praise Him with the drum and the flute, praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, et Adonai, hallelujah, et Adonai, hallelujah, et Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, et Adonai. Hallelujah, et Adonai. Hallelujah, et Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Praise Him with the cymbals. Praise Him with the dance. Praise Him with the shofar. Praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbrel, praise Him with the harp, praise Him with the drum and the flute, praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, come and praise the Lord. And let everything that has breath come and praise the shofar, praise Him with your hand, praise Him with the timbrel, praise Him with the harp, praise Him with the drum and the flute, and praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, come and praise the Lord.
This is Ted Pierce coming to you live from the Bagels and Blessings Convention in Pennsylvania. You are listening to the greatest show on radio, and aren't you glad?
If you have had or have been involved in an abortion decision, you may be experiencing emotional difficulties. You may feel like your life is out of control or struggle with self-destructive behaviors. You can find freedom from these challenges. The ministry Finding Freedom and Forgiveness Post-Abortion can help. Groups are forming now. Please contact us at 585-204-7869. Email us at fffpaclass@gmail.com or visit us on the internet at f3pa.org. God bless you. Again, that phone number is 585-204-7869. Call today. We love you and we want to help. Next, one of my favorites from the new CD called Revive from Sue and Brian Samuel. This is Ma Tovu.
Down. Let us together lift up the name of Yeshua, the name above all names.
We had a sweet time of fellowship with Brian and Sue Samuel last week, and now hear this. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Next up, here's Heart Cry of David with King of Glory.
Thank you. want to see you lifted high above all things and crowned as King, King of glory. For you are good, and we will sing and shout your praise, King of glory.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
O daughters of Zion, O Abraham's sons, hear the words of your father, hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing. Count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation. I will give you this land. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will there is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home again. Though you've wandered like strangers to the ends of the earth, I will send you a savior. I will finish my work. You have no other shepherd. You have no other Lord. Green pastures are waiting in Zion once more. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you, don't fear, oh my daughters, or sons of Abraham. I will wash you with water. I will offer the lamb. Though your sins were like scarlet, they'll be whiter than snow. I have always been with you. I will never let go.
That was Aaron Schust, and that comes from Joshua Aaron's CD, Live at the Tower of David. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay tuned for my interview with Kenneth Berg. Next up, this is John Waller. It's called Our God Reigns Here, and this will teach you a little bit about spiritual warfare. You need to know how to rebuke things in the name of Yeshua.
Yeah.
Again, that's John Waller, and that was called Our God Reigns Here. And we must be aware that there is spiritual warfare going on. And just remember that God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. But we must seek to have His thoughts. As we read the Word, we are reminded of what the Scriptures say. And we know how to pray, and we know how to rebuke the evil one in the name of Yeshua. And so let us trust the Lord each day, and let us allow Him to guide our minds and our thoughts as we dwell on His word, as we praise Him. We are filled with His peace and His joy. Again, this is Ethel Chadwick, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Now it's time for my interview with Kenneth Berg. Enjoy. Kenneth Berg, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you so much, Ethel. Great to be with you.
Well, I'm delighted to find another person that I don't know, just when I think I know everybody, you know?
Well, likewise, it's great to meet you for the first time.
Thank you. So I always love to ask this question to get the ball rolling. I would love to know a little bit about your life as a little boy. Did you grow up in a Jewish home? Were you observant, etc.?
No, quite the opposite. In fact, I'm a PK, a preacher's kid.
Wow.
I'm not Jewish. I'm a Gentile that's been grafted in. But yes, my father had a church in New York City, fairly large church in Manhattan. And so that's the world that I kind of grew up in. And we can get into, I guess, a little bit later as to how my involvement in the Messianic or Jewish world happened. But upon, I was born actually in North Carolina and then moved to New York City. So that's the world that I kind of knew growing up. Taking a little bit further, I guess, in terms of major events in my life, I began to work with David Wilkerson when he started in New York City. I guess maybe, do you know him, David Wilkerson?
Oh, yes. Times Square Church.
Well, that came later. That didn't begin that way, but he wrote The Cross and the Switchblade and came to my father's church for much of his support when he moved from Pennsylvania. I later began to work for him full-time after the Army, and I was living in California. But he was quite a mover shaker in his early days. Had very little to do with the Jewish world, although I found out later that he was a big supporter of Jewish messianic movement and formative stages in Israel. I didn't even know it till later. He helped Karen and David Davis, if you know them.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, Mount Carmel Church. So those are pretty much my formative years. I don't know how far you want me to take that.
Well, I do want to stop you for one moment because I'm always fascinated by people that grew up in a believing home, because I have to ask, when did the faith become personal and your own decision? It's easy to do whatever mom and dad tell us to do, and we're kind of molded that way. But there might have been a point in time, I'm hoping there was, that decided that, hey, this really is true. I really want to follow this path, and I believe it for myself.
You know, in all honesty, I can't pinpoint an exact date or time. I think when I came to the realization of what it was all about and that it was very real, that I just stepped out into that world and accepted it as my own. And, you know, like you say, it's one thing for Dad to minister from the pulpit as he did weekly. It's another for me to understand the reality of what he was saying.
Sure.
And apply it to my own life. And I think, it's just a slow growth period for me over the years. But unlike those, I guess, who come to faith the first time, I really can't pinpoint an exact date and say, well, this is my birthday.
Well, that's okay, because it obviously you had this amazing foundation and strength that you grew up with. And so I think that's wonderful. So now let's talk a little bit about your life after meeting David Wilkerson and how you got involved with Messianic Judaism.
All right, so after my 3-year stint in the Army, moved to California, worked with David Wilkerson, And I forget how many years, maybe 3 to 4 years in California. And Dave said, and I was working for him at a freelance basis doing photography and design and the like, and he said he's going to move to Texas. And he said, why don't you join our full-time team and come along? And I said, no, I don't think so. I like California. I like the life and the beach and everything. So he said, we'll pray about it. And I did, and when, I don't know, maybe 3 to 4 weeks later, I said, well, I guess I do need to go to Texas with you. So I packed up my bags, moved to Texas, and worked with him down here where I am now for, I guess, about 3 or 4 years, and did some films with him, traveled with him on the bus and like. And then we kind of parted our ways, and I began to do my own thing, shall we say. And I had written a little screenplay at that point in time on the Antichrist, a prophetic kind of a understanding of what it was all about. And I went to somebody who I'd been listening to on the radio and was fascinated by his grips, how he'd come to grips with the word daily, named Zola Levitt. And so I approached him. I said, I've got this little screenplay. Would you do it? Would you play your part on camera and kind of host this? He said, sure. So we hit it off and went pretty well. And the film was distributed throughout the country for a while. And then he said, Ken, I'm thinking of, well, Channel 39, a local CBN affiliate at the time, said that they had approached him, Zola Levitt, and asked whether he'd like to have a one-hour Hanukkah/Christmas program, television program. So he came to me, Zola did, and he said, would you produce it, direct it for me? I said, yeah, sure. So that was the very beginning of my association with Zola Levitt and the whole Messianic community. Over the years, I began to come to grips and understanding better about the feast of the Lord and the whole Messianic world that I was not really that very close to when I grew up. But it seemed like the Lord had just laid that at my doorstep, and I said, Ken, come on in, you know, enjoy the fullness of what is there in your Jewish roots. So that was the formative stages of that encounter.
Amazing. And you're now a producer and a director, and you've just recently been in Israel. And tell me a little bit more about how the Lord has been using you.
Well, yeah, it's been a fairly long journey. 44 years now producing a television program. I've been to Israel 73 times.
73? Oh, my goodness.
73 times.
I've been there once. Once.
I know, and I frankly probably know Israel better than a lot of people, a lot of Israelis. I've really come to love the land and the people. And again, it has to be something God has placed in my heart. Unfortunately, it's so sad to see people in the church who just don't get it. You know, the fullness that can be theirs if they understand the richness of their Jewish roots, which incidentally is now the name of a program I produce called Our Jewish Roots. It started off as Zola Levitt Live, because it's based around Zola Levitt, and then it became Zola Levitt, which really wasn't factual because it really wasn't live. It was live to tape. Nevertheless, we changed it to Zola Levitt Presents, and which it was named for many, many years. And then within the last 3 years, I guess, or so, it's been called Our Jewish Roots. Zola Levitt passed away some years ago, and now hosted by Dr. Jeffrey Seif, a Jewish believer.
Oh, yes.
So we've had a wonderful mix of people over the years. The Lord has brought people into my life to be able to carry the program. I don't really do the editing. I know you said you do editing. I don't do it myself anymore. Back in when we first started, I actually would do the program or some of the program in Israel on film, 16-millimeter film, because that was kind of my background. And the laborious efforts to do a program that way was pretty difficult. And now, of course, on digital and everything is that way, that it's so much easier to be done. However, I've turned all that over to people who are working with me, supportive of me, and producers and the like. And I've got people in Israel I work with on a regular basis. We use actors now. We speak in Hebrew. More recently, we just did a series on Peter, Simon Peter, and Andrew, along the shores of the Sea of Galilee.
Mm.
And they speak in Hebrew, and we have subtitles on it, captioning, so people can understand what they're saying. It's really, I feel important, at least for me, to be as authentic as possible. You know, Jesus wasn't blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy. He looked like an Israeli. He was
Amen. Yes.
And not to say that what the actors are speaking in Hebrew was contemporary Hebrew back. It was a different Hebrew back then, but nevertheless, it wasn't English. And the Sea of Galilee really hasn't changed, you know, in 2,000 years.
Mm.
So it's kind of my playground in a way. I just love going to that area of the country and walking on the very shores, the very rocks that Jesus and the disciples might have walked as well.
Mm.
So it's a tremendous opportunity I've had. And again, I think all orchestrated by the Lord.
Amazing. Well, Kenneth, as I'm listening to you talk, I have to know, I'm sure everybody's going to ask this question, how can we watch Our Jewish Roots? It sounds like such an amazing program. How can we see it?
Yeah, it's on a Daystar weekly, Daystar Television Network. I believe it's on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and Friday at 4 p.m. For those who don't have or are not able to watch the television network, Daystar Television Network, they can watch it at Levitt, LEVITT.TV. And they'll see there's archives there. They can see all the past programs and all the present programs. We're now about to start, well, in two more weeks. Right now we have a series called Kings and Kingdoms, but then in about 2 weeks we have a series called Jeremiah, Hope Over the Horizon is the name of the series, where we did the same thing virtually as what I just talked about with Peter, where we have Jeremiah, in this case, speaking to his scribe Baruch over the course of 8 programs and telling about his efforts to warn the people in Judah of what is coming.
Mm.
And, you know, I find it especially relevant to our world today, where people are turning their back on the Lord, sadly. You know, this nation, which I feel like was brought together by godly people and godly heart, and people are turning their backs. And Jeremiah, you know, kind of the same thing among the people in Judah, trying to warn them. And they're, you know, they didn't listen then, they're not listening now. So what happens in the future in terms of our country, I guess, remains to be seen, and it's in God's hands. But so I had the Jeremiah series, and then we'll have a series called Faith of Our Fathers, and then we get to Peter in October, I believe it is.
How exciting for you that you are pursuing your passion. This must be just so fulfilling for you.
It is. It really is. It is my passion. And I don't know where it comes from other than the Lord himself. it's not something I woke up one day and said, you know, I think I'll produce a program about Israel and the Jewish people. And just one thing has led to another. And, you know, people have gone, come and gone. Zola Levitt himself, is, of course, is gone. But yet the ministry remains alive. You know, when we first started, we were like the first kids of the block in terms of a messianic outreach on TV. We're talking 45 years ago. And it was strange a lot to a lot of viewers at first, but I think after a while they began to see Christ in the Passover and so forth, and, you know, eyes were beginning to be opened within the church. And now, you know, there's a greater acceptance, as we know, in the church for things, messianic issues and support for Israel and it's thrilling to see. Even within Israel itself, I've seen a change. That at first, when we began to go there 45 years ago, you know, you didn't talk much about Yeshua or Jesus because it was just kind of foreboding. You didn't do it. But now it's accepted. And, I mean, the actor that played the part of Peter in this most recent project over there, I laughed a little bit because it was so wonderful to me. I mean, I actually wept when he told me, he says, Ken, I have a confession to make. I'm a believer. I said, what? You know, in the world, the acting world, believers are hard to come by anywhere.
Yes.
In Israel, all the more so. And my goodness, he was wonderful and just a real brother in the Lord. I came to love then, and I will appreciate his work with us forever.
How exciting. So, Kenneth, when can we expect a full-length feature film?
Well, in terms of Hollywood, I'll never go there. I did live in California and worked actually in Hollywood for a while, not producing films, but I worked for a Christian advertising agency. We produced the Catherine Kuhlman program and other programs out there. Excuse me. I have produced a full-length film called His Last Days, but it wasn't a theatrical. It was a film that was distributed throughout the country with various means. Featured Dallas Holm, who sang Rise Again, if you know that song.
Oh my goodness, yeah. I haven't heard it in so long. I love it.
Yeah, it's called His Last Days. And, you know, over the years, I've done things for also for the Museum of the Bible in New York. Again, not feature films, but other things besides this Our Jewish Roots television program. But it still comes back to the fact that I'm so comfortable in working now in Israel and with people over there that God just seems to bring my way time after time. It's amazing.
You know, the thought occurred to me that when this program airs, there might be some aspiring actors and actresses in the audience, and they might be wondering, are you only seeking Hebrew-speaking actors at this point?
I am. Right. I think it's a niche. It's an area that nobody else seems to be going into. And with the name of our program called Our Jewish Roots, it's all the more important, I believe, to emphasize the fact that it's a Jewish story. You know, Jesus was Jewish. His disciples were Jewish. It's all very much a Jewish story. So let's, in my own thinking, stay as authentic again as we can to that and have Hebrew-speaking Jewish believers, preferably, play their parts.
Amen. Now, if there's somebody listening that wants more information about your ministry, is there a website they should go to?
Well, KennethBerg.com or BergProductions.com. I've got a whole shop too, an e-store of things I've acquired in Israel over the years, and calendars and things that I produce, various books. I've got 3 or 4 books that I've done. It'll be Berg, B-E-R-G, Productions.com/shop. They can follow me on Facebook. I post things daily, as I just did a few minutes ago, uplifting things with scriptures, photos from Israel. It's a good way to get started. They could friend me, and we remain friends forever and ever.
So it goes.
I would suggest that's a good way to start.
Excellent. Well, I have one more question. How would you like us to be praying for you? You, your ministry, your family, anything?
Well, yeah. You know, it's every day is a new step with the Lord and a new journey, a new path that he lays out. And I would ask, I guess, for prayer that the Lord would continue to provide the means for us to do what we're doing now, financially and otherwise. God, you know, he's just an amazing God who understands, who is so much ahead of where we are. We think of the moment, and he's got our lives and our pathway already formed. All we have to do is stay on that path And, you know, I just don't want to get diverted. I want to stay in His will and His purpose for my life.
Mm, amen. Amen. May it be so in the name of Yeshua. Well, I am so excited to meet you over Facebook and over the phone, and I hope that we can stay in touch, and I'd love to hear more about what shows you're doing and what films you're producing, and I just pray the Lord's blessing over all of it in Yeshua's name.
Thank you so much, Ethel, and you keep up your good work as well.
Aw, thank you. Please stay on the line.
I love bagels, by the way.
Mm, and blessings will come, too. So there you go.
Well, in fact, that's the name of the title kind of I use on Facebook. I change it every 4 or 5 months, but I'm kind of in a series called Blessings on my Facebook page right now.
So. Well, perfect. Such a deal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, please stay on the line. I'll talk with you a little bit off air, but thank you so much for now. Shalom.
Thank you.
Lehitraot. Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, that was a really fun interview with Kenneth Berg. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. And we have time for more music, so I'm going to pick something from Sue Samuel again. Can't get her out of my brain.
See the wall.
Hallelujah! Rise up, O Lord, rise up. Rise up in this hour. This land needs your presence, Lord. Rise up. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. The angels declare day and night,
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat.
Light the candles, say the Kiddush over the wine. Do the motzi, the challah tastes so fine. Light the candles, say the Kiddush over the wine. That Shabbos feeling so fine. Every week I get that Shabbos feeling.
Shabbos feeling, get the Shabbos feeling.
I feel it from my head down to my toes.
Head down to my toes.
6 long days I have to wait for Shabbos.
Wait for Shabbos, just can't wait for Shabbos.
But then on Friday Eve, I get that Shabbos glow.
Get that Shabbos glow. Oh,
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat.
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat, Vikunecha Yes Adonai Panamalecha V'yasem lecha Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom. Thank you.